Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Blessings and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I apologize for starting the show out late today. If you know and follow me, I do my shows from work every Saturday. Well, I work most Saturdays, and so I am at work. This has kind of been a crazy weekend at work, so I was dealing with a crisis. So I apologize for getting this started late, but thank you so much for hanging in there with me. I'll get some notices out to let people know that the show is on the air. I am sure that there are some people that have been looking for me and all. So anyway, again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where we gather every Saturday to show support to some amazing underground independent artists. And it's not just artists from the musical, industry. It is artists from all art forms and all genres. So, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had a gentleman by the name of Ty Dickey call in. He and his wife and him have an amazing hat business, had an apparel business out there in Detroit, Michigan, called Steph and Ty. And I was really excited to have him call in and talk about their business. And guess what? I received a leopard hat from them this past week. So I have not taken any pictures yet. I need to fix myself up. I just can't throw on a hat the way that I'm looking, especially right now. But I'm definitely going to be taking a picture of myself in my leopard hat and get that posted up so you can see how great I look in it and what an amazing product that they create. Eclectic hats, unique hats, one-of-a-kind hats. Definitely check out Steph and Ty. So let me just get rolling into some music right now. I'm actually going to start out with a piece. This is a spoken word piece by an artist who was the very, very first host of the open mics at my Flavor Coffee House open mics on Fridays. This is 60 the Messenger, his piece, Melancholy Whispers.
Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers spreading doubt in my ears, watching from a distance, then pouncing on my fears, telling me I can't make it, so why even try? Stay down here with me and we'll have ourselves a good cry. Don't really want to listen, but my self-esteem is weak, and these damnable whispers paint a picture so bleak. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers making me think that I'm no good, sowing seeds of mistrust for self, saying I can't do what once I could. That little devil on my shoulder says, look, the world's a mess. Why bother trying to save them? They won't care. Why should you stress? Sometimes I can see just giving in, just letting go, just letting them win. But inside my mind, I know that not trying is the biggest sin. So this path I'm on is where I stay.
I must stay on the path.
Even if the whispers never go away. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers, slashing at my will. No rest even though I'm weary, because the wicked never stay still. I'm here to make a change. Some laugh at me, some scheme on me, some look at me like I'm strange. But I am blessed by the Almighty, and I will endure despite the strain. What don't kill you makes you stronger. Somebody told me that a while ago. Anything worth having must be strived for. I learned that a long time ago. No matter the obstacles, no matter the words and utterings of the naysayers, I will accomplish what I came here for. And these melancholy whispers will haunt me no more. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. Oh, melancholy whispers, here we go again. Melancholy whispers,
do your best.
I won't be swayed. I am here to lead us back to the path from which we have strayed. My spirit, my heart, my mind, my body, strong to endure the fight. My inner eye is open to lead those blinded to sight. The power of He who is guides me in my quest and gives me the courage to handle any test. I come as a warrior for all my brothers and sisters. So do your worst. Say what you will. I won't be stopped.
Can't stop, stop.
By melancholy whispers. Melancholy whispers calling out my name. She's a sad and lonely mistress, feeding on my pain, sneaking in when I'm sleeping and clouding up my brain. A melancholy whisper.
waterproof.
All the wrongs and justices, for the two men
make us pure and whole again. Before I die, I want to go places I've never been before. Embrace the glory of all God's creation. Sit on the pyramids and watch the sunset. Take a ride down the Nile and daydream about what makes me smile while listening to God's lullaby. Gaze upon Earth from the stars, then go visit Venus and Mars. Go find love wherever it lives, then melt into its red hot blazes. Fall into its flames helplessly, or more than anything, unconditionally. Then make a wish, say a prayer for all. May they be granted love, love, and more love. Loneliness becomes invisible, impossible, and hearts are no longer shattered in pieces, nor tattered and battered by hurt. We simply love one another. Before I die, I want to experience weightlessness and happiness. Inhale the many scents of rapture. I want to summit a mountain in the Alps, surf the waves of Hawaii, and swim in the Dead Sea. Become all I was ever meant to be, and always believe in me. I want to sail around the world, climb the Eiffel Tower, stand atop the Statue of Liberty. I want to be something and somebody more than nothing. I want to always help my fellow man and walk that path of compassion. I want to stroll along the Great Wall of China, be successful and helpful to many. I want to make something beautiful and necessary. I just want to sit back and breathe, take in every moment, soak up the warm rays of fulfillment, be a light of hope to somebody, anybody. Make a difference in this world, all before I die.
Opened up the first set here on the Coffee House with some spoken word artists. You know, they don't always get some tracks in by some of my favorite spoken word artists. So I thought, you know, why not do it today? I need to, you know, make sure that I have their tracks heard. So I started out with Six Deep the Messenger. Again, he was the very first host of my open mics at my coffee shop, my actual flavor coffee shop, and I played his piece, Melancholy Whispers. Then I went into a piece by Baron Parker, that's called The New You, and then closed out that set with an artist out of the Pacific Northwest. Her name is Deborah Renee, and I played Before I Die. I hope you are all doing well. It's kind of a gloomy night here in Seattle, Washington. We are finally into what we're known for, that rain. You know, fall is here, the leaves are starting to change colors, and it's kind of gloomy out. I don't necessarily mind it, you know, but it's dealing with, you know, crisis here at my job, to, you know, having to be out there in the weather and going back and forth. Kind of crazy day today, but, you know, again, thank you so much for your patience. You know, I had to start the show late today, dealing with some things here. I always take a risk, you know, doing my shows from work, but generally I'm pretty lucky and I don't have interruptions during this time. But I see somebody has called in, so let me click on their line and bring them in. Is this Janine Lynch, Spicy Ree?
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine, dear.
Good. You were like, where are you? Where are you? I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't send out a smoke signal saying, hey, I'm coming. I'm just late.
I understood.
So I understand you have a piece you want to read for us.
Yeah, I have other good news, too.
Okay, what's that?
Okay. You know, the Sweet Easy Cafe?
Yeah, the Speakeasy Cafe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the car dealer Ford Mercury has a show on here on Blackboard, and they picked up their second anniversary and up on that show.
Wow.
That's number one. Number two is somebody help me start an e-book.
You're going to do an e-book?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yes, that's wonderful news.
Okay. So, I figured you wouldn't hear about that.
That's great news. I needed something to smile, make me smile after what I've been dealing with at work. So that's great news. You know, and it's about time you write a book. You know, I've been waiting for years for you to write a book.
Oh, yeah. Hush. He does. Because you don't want me to go there.
Well, I know it. I know you want to just throw me over your knee and spank me or something, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
And we gotta finish the other thing.
Yes, yes. Spicy Reed Janine Lynch and I are gonna write a piece together. So she's started it. Now it's my turn to add my part to it. So sometime here in the very near future, you will get to experience a piece by both of us. So I'm excited about that, and I appreciate you pushing me to do this. I know it's something you've been wanting me to do with you, and I just, I'm just not a writer, and you are just, like, brilliant, you know, and so it's like, okay, I can't write like you.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Don't go there, huh?
Yeah, don't go there.
Okay, sissy. Okay, I won't go there. So you're going to do a piece for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
The name of the piece is called Parables.
Did you say Parables?
Yes, Parables.
Okay.
Those parables yesterday that you took for granted, some of those same points have become valid today. The many points of our lives have become everything you blame my fear on, like the wall you cannot get around, the barbed wire that you relish in. But you forget the paint on your Teflon. It's slashing through your clothes. It is clear that I have gotten the sweat that tasted overly bitter. However, you feel to put on your Teflon of sorts. You see, we are so fond of the unseen challenges that we can't see that big ass stumbling block. All that seems to matter is your feelings and not mine. You know that you have posted the scarlet letter on your own chest. Grandma often told you not to grown so fast. But you still have in your mind how your knee didn't get scraped. Go ahead and bust your grill, as the dang young kids say. Forcing my hand will not make it go in your favor. Seeping through your clothes is the blood that you never cleaned or got bandaged. And that is that piece. Thank you.
Oh, Spicy, thank you so much for calling in and reading the piece. The thing that I love about your style of writing is that, you know, you really, really tell a story, you know, in what you say. And for those of you that are listening live to the shows and coming back and listening to the archives, Spicy does have a speech impediment. And so she works very, very hard to speak as clearly as she can so that you can understand her. And I think that it's very valuable. It's very important to allow her to read her own words and speak her own words, you know, because this is something that comes from within her as all creative souls. She's one of the most amazing writers I've ever read. And Spicy and I have been connected, oh gosh, since maybe back in 2006, 2007, we connected, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, you know. And so, you know, she's a big supporter of who I am. She has been encouraging me for a long time to try to write. Again, she and I are going to be writing a piece together. I kind of gave her the concept. She started it. And so now I just have to buckle down and start seeing what I can put to it. So that's something that you will hear in the very near future from us. And maybe one of these days, if I can practice with my own voice, maybe Spicy will let me record some of her works. I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
No, go ahead.
Do you have someplace, Spicy, online where people can go and read your pieces and where they could possibly read the piece that you just read?
The piece I just read, this was written for a specific somebody.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm going to post it.
Okay, we're not going to post that one. Okay, but is
one,
there...
Oh, it's kind of personal. Well,
right.
Personal. And nothing, my business out there, you know who he is.
Right. Right. I got you on that one. But is there some place where somebody can read your writing online?
Yes, facebook.com/JeneTurner. I'll put it in chat.
Okay. So she says you can find her under Jeneen Turner on Facebook, and she has some pieces posted over there that you can definitely read. So please, you know, stay tuned. I hope that Spicy, you'll call back, you know, and read some more pieces and share some more, you know, with us. Before you hang up, though,
yes?
I'm going to play a piece that I have of yours that Queen Ifama did for you. Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
Okay. I think that I am going to do, I think I'm going to do Strange Fruit. And again, this is written by Jeneen Lynch. And it's spoken by Queen Ifama.
Peace and blessings, everyone. This is Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist. It's raining, storming, strange fruit. I received this poem, this piece, by a little sister I call my niece, Spicy. Name is Janine Lynch, otherwise known as Spicy. She wrote a piece called Strange Fruit. I want to share that piece with you as the rain pours down, the thunder roars, the lightning cracks. How the rain of anger slammed into our face from the fan with hot air. Enraged at my own because of the chatter, and nothing is being done. I am tired, frustrated, and angry at you. Captive in a country that had a use for me, but now that I am free, I am still captive. Captive, they say, is null and void. All lies in my story. You never valued me for a person or an entity of my own. How can you have one set of rules for you and the other set for me? But you state me as being wrong. 'Cause it's your policy to have a hidden agenda. Agenda that some might say is awkward, but more than most, I was that secret weapon you found comfort in. Question: have you ever hidden me so far, far beneath that skin of yours, a tone that has not been tainted with yet? The one you thought was a purity, one that needs a history lesson from a biblical standpoint. In recent winds, a spirit of my brother and sister spoke to me, saying that this has happened long before this attempt at killing me off. How does this affect you? It began to affect my dreams in such a way that I felt the need to put on blackface or eyes becoming Masa. I guess never got over seeing a man of color getting beaten for no reason. My brother, you asked me to join a cause you put all your faith in, but now it looks as if it has gone astray. The funny thing is, we see it every day in the streets. We are never saving those from the aches and pains. The strange fruit is still hanging from that tree. How has this fruit gotten to you? In these days, I feel for my brothers and sisters. This is the last days of us coming together in such a manner because of color. See, you told me about those seven trees, the ones that bared the many fruits, fruits that wore arms and legs. A strange rain had come from them that focused on rouge, dangled in the midst of fire. Drip, drop, drip, drop, as I focused on the seedlings, watching the next fruit play in the symbolized water that cast many shadows, tarnished, overripened, and swinging in the breeze that called death. A name that I thought I could get used to, but I can't. A pastoral scene of those who told my childhood into a young adulthood. As I watch it, it spoke to you. A hint of magnolia passed my way. The dwindling with a southern soft breeze. Pastoral scenes saw from the bulging eyes and focused on twisted lips. Crisp, clean linen on the line. Antiquity spattered spots of me that linger in the mist. For my fruitage speaks to the hearts of my younger kindred spirits. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot. For the leaves to drop, here it is, a strange and bitter crop to watch as my tears drop, drop, drop. And brothers and sisters, that was by my niece, Miss Spicy, thought I'd put it in some words in only my voice. I wanted to read it to you and share it with you and hope you like it. Strange Fruit by Sister Janine Lynch. Hope you liked it. This is Queenie Fama, the Truth Terrorist.
That was a piece written by Spicy Reed Janine Lynch and spoken by Queen Ifama. So, Spicy, I look forward to the ebook that you're writing. I know it's, I say it's about time, but you're one of the most brilliant, brilliant writers I have ever read over many, many years of reading poets. So, I'm so excited that you called into the show and that you wanted to do a piece tonight, and I just want you to know you did a great, great job.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. You know, I have, you know, there's somebody that I have not played in a very long time. Let me scroll and see if I can find something by him. Well, you know what? I got to play this piece. It's one of his what do you call it, Spicy, signature pieces. I think I need to play a piece by Eric Moore. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play Church by our dear, dear friend Eric Moore out of the ATL.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with your strength to do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom of preaching the truth to these people. Let's go!
See me clearly in 3D. Now you've been baptized. Tonight, the verbal trinity will be one mic, one crowd, and me. Eric Moore, your poetic Baptist, here to practice to preach the gospel of the streets. Let those without sin be the first to pay attention to a life composed of heartache and strife. No stones will be cast. My first verse will be the last. Words heard to resurrect hope for those who chose to cope, as opposed to those who gave in to the temptation of procrastination. Yeah. I know the temptation is strong, and yes, baby, I know that man thinks you wrong. And dude, I know you can only deal with the bullshit for so long, but baby, this is a brand new day. Let that stress go. You got to move on. And if you're too weak, let my words carry you to a world where inner city boys and girls make plans to escape the everyday demands of keeping it real, just to fit in with those who are afraid to try. A place where single black mothers and this generation's revolutionary, and strong, proud black men aren't afraid to cry. Make no mistake, I am not a poet. I was not sent here to free you from the likes of Akon, T-Pain, and 50 Cent. I am that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made Eric B for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment, gave sight to the mentally blind and healed wounded hearts
with tales of encouragement, and yet you still doubt me. I am what haters hate to love, because they realize that on any life, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. So behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot, yo, the truth can't be stopped. So Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I came to life twice that same night and shined my bright light on that same light. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and blessed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my birth. This is not poetry. I am not wordsmith. This ain't spoken word. Yo, this is church.
It's church.
It's church. It's church.
It's church. It's church.
That was Eric Moore out of the ATL with one of his signature pieces, Church. Before I go any further, I just want to say something. You know, when I do the coffee house show, it's an open door for anybody to call in and share about themselves. Even if we want to spit a piece and turn it into an open mic, we can do that. I'm pretty open when it comes to this particular show because it's about you guys being able to call in, promote yourself, you know, get on the mic if you like, share a thought or two. It's kind of an open show. Sometimes I play just music. Sometimes I go all jazz, or I could go all hip-hop. I could go all Pacific Northwest, or I could go global. It just kind of I go along with the feel of the show today and any of the days that I do this particular show. When I had my actual building, Flavor Coffee House, in North Seattle, the doors were open to anybody to come on the stage and perform. There were people who were definitely professionals, ones that, you know, sing, you know, all over the world, to performing spoken word pieces, you know, across the United States, to those that are novice and those like myself who get on the stage and try to write a thing or two. And the one thing I really appreciated about my coffee shop is that everybody was welcome and no one was ever criticized. I know that there are some open mics out there where a specific style of artist gets on the stage and is sought out. And those type of open mics, they serve a purpose, definitely serve a purpose. But when it comes to Flavor Coffee House, I do things my way, and I open up the door for anybody to call in and share. How I got involved with Blog Talk Radio was because of the open mics that are on Blog Talk Radio. How I became involved with Spicy Ree, who's on the phone with me right now, is because of Blog Talk Radio. And I love her. I value her. She's one of the most amazing women I have ever come across, you know, in the years of being online. And she's one of the most brilliant writers I have ever read. She does have a speech impediment due to an injury, I could say, that she suffered as a child and became, in a sense, brain damage. She has worked very, very hard on her speech to be able to, speak and say her own words or share her own thoughts, to be able to hopefully have you clearly understand what she's saying. Some days she's able to speak clearer than other days. So I just want to put that out there because this is about just, you know, showing love, you know, to people that come through the coffee shop, no matter who you are and where you are. I don't want somebody telling me that I'm not good at what I do, you know, and from time to time I try to write a piece, I try to read my own pieces. Doesn't happen very often, you know, but I do. And when I get to that point of trying to do it, I'm not trying to make money from what I'm doing, you know. So when I write a piece, you know, I do it from my heart. I do it from a passion that I have, and, you know, and that's, you know, that's just how it is, you know, when it comes to this particular show. Now, when it comes to music that I play on the particular shows, when it comes to artists that will go with me when my show goes syndicated, that's something very, very different. That is something that is definitely clear cut. The production of the tracks need to be solid and very clear, very professional. You know, the whole sound has to be very, very good when you go with me to those other shows. But here at the coffee shop, it is some place that I'm definitely willing to share the sounds of people that just want to be heard and deserve to be heard. So I'm going to keep it going, Spicy. I think I'm going to play a piece by, you know, let me scroll down. I think I saw that Epiphany is going to have Verbal Skills on her show tomorrow.
Yes, she did.
Okay, so let me see if I can find a piece by our dear, dear friend, Verbal Skills. My board is just not moving very fast here. Okay, this is a piece by a dear friend of ours, who is a spoken word artist. He is also another amazing writer. He's got a few books out. He goes by the name of Verbal Skills out of South Carolina. And I'm going to play Dolphin's Cry.
Deep within my imagination's womb, where hope was born, laid a tropical paradise that forged a beautiful lagoon. Fragrances of lilacs, jasmine, lotus flowers that never sleep, while all the mythical creatures did come just to steal a glance, a peek. During the day, the sun would gently hide its Icarian rays for all those at play, while at night a jealous moon would grace those with silvery glowing beams, spinning magic for all to consume. Let's not forget the wind, for it too offered its treasures like the flight of a mariposa, only coming to rest upon the beautiful silky hair of my lover. Upon a still crawling boulder creeping into the lagoon, I held my lover's being ever so close to me, embracing the fertile wings as I whispered incantations of a loving man, desiring her woman measure. Like no one else could, she simply smiles so radiantly that jubilant dolphins would come with their gleeful chatter, admiring the glistening moisture upon her mahogany skin that shone like the stars in the firmament of glory. I felt my nakedness complete, holding her against her. We descended like pillow feathers into the lascivious lukewarm water with a saying kiss. And like a lamb being sacrificed, we too became victim to the touch. We procreated a love, a son, a daughter, a legacy that would live way, way far beyond these words as our passion consume all manner of fires, cosmic and earthly. The dolphins would jump, flip, roll, splashing water with wondrous sprays of dream-soaked kisses all over us, and then at that critical, intimate moment, I scream like the beast of the Serengeti, and she called my name like the woven and thunderous waves ingressing upon the rocky shores with a squeal that would make lightning flee. But tonight, I sit upon that same rock, alone in this moonless darkness of a cobblestone mist. My mind began a quest to renew my desperation's plea of insanity. While looking into our dolphin's eyes, I tasted their acrid tears that asked the question, why? Their acrid tears, my dolphin's cry. I sit upon this same rock in the darkness of a cobblestone mist, my dolphins cry, their acrid tears that ask the question, why?
All right, that was a dear, dear friend of mine. He goes by the name of Verbal Skills out of South Carolina, and I played his piece, Dolphins Cry. You can hear him tomorrow at Epiphany's House on Blog Talk Radio. My girl Epiphany out of Berkeley, California, is going to be having him on as her featured guest. So be sure to tune in. Her show starts at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are definitely in for a treat. You know, Miss Spicy V, I think I'm going to just keep it going since we've only got like 30 minutes left and I had to start the show late. I think I'm just going to play Only Spoken Word Artist today. Are you familiar with Christopher Fields out in Washington, D.C.?
No, ma'am.
He used to go by the name of Poetry Man, and he used to do a Blog Talk Radio years ago with April Sims. Okay, so I'm going to play a piece by him. This is off of his Christopher Fields project, and this is called Some Among You.
Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me, even though my God is your God, and your God is my God, only we don't pray the same. Muslims say that all praise is due to Allah, and Christians believe that Jesus died for their sins, so they pray in his name. But if your religion means peace, and if your God is love, then why do you have a closed mind? And if you could see me with open eyes, then maybe we could change our condition. I am a man on a mission, with the understanding that two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So I've declared a spiritual war to overthrow the corrupt government of your mind, the ruler that keeps you from me, which keeps us from being free. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. A man can never be free with an enslaved mind. Some among you. Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me. But even as you reign, I can still see clearly. You try not to acknowledge me. A bunch of theological slaves trying to abolish me. And even those that have never been to school have their master's degree in quotology, using pretty words to paint distorted pictures, afraid to explore the depths of scripture. But if you can't leave the shallow end of the pond, how can your word become bond? And tell me how you could possibly love a God that you have never seen, yet reject your brother that you see daily. You claim that you have faith, but you don't know nothing about birthing no baby. Jesus, false doctrines are spreading like venereal diseases. We need to send every denomination to the Free Your Mind Clinic for a spiritual checkup. Your minds are so far gone you can't even tell that you've been set up. You've been bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. Scripture is being fulfilled today, but you are blind to the fact because your pastor has you focusing on yesterday. You are flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, bone of my bone. How can you claim that you love everybody when you don't even love your own? You are too dim to find light on the sun. And what's the point of having faith if it makes you blind, deaf, and dumb? You are mental midgets, spiritual dwarves, using fallen stars to plot your course. You claim that he died for you, but you won't let him rise in you. So do you really have a connection? After all, the man in the book had hair like lamb's wool and a much darker complexion than the images that you accept and project of him, some among you. Some among you conspire on theories because you fear me. So I fall asleep screaming, and I wake up dreaming that we are one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, lacking schisms, and my way is the only way. Isms, no mental prisons. Capitalism has become your religion, so you crawl on your knees with your hat in your hand. But in the grand scheme of things, I know where I stand. If my God is your God, and if your God is my God, then why are we so many and hopeless as a penny with a hole in it? Your mind is shackled in a body with no soul in it. Congregations of the living dead, complicit from the pews to the pulpit, refusing to hear this. But you must invoke understanding when you invoke spirits, because my God is your God. Why seek to kill me? Your God is my God. Fill me.
Christopher Fields out of Washington, D.C. with his piece, Some Among You, and that's off of his Christopher Fields CD. I have to say, it's probably one of the best spoken word CDs I have ever listened to and reviewed. I think the production is very, very good. I think that the quality of the writing, the lyrics, to the delivery, to the composition of the music behind it is really, really good. So if I was to recommend a spoken word CD, Christopher Fields is one of the top ones I would put out there on my list. What did you think of that, Spicy?
I liked it.
You like that? I think he's pretty. He's got an amazing voice, doesn't he? He's got one of them voices that I could just, like, listen to. I love a good, strong voice.
Mhm.
Mhm. Okay. We've got a caller, so let me bring them in. Is this Mama Bear calling from the 252?
It's Charisma.
Oh, it's Charisma. Okay. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
I'm happy to hear your voice also. Well, so where do you actually live?
In Greenville, North Carolina.
Okay, okay, because I thought it was a North Carolina area code, and there is somebody that regularly calls the show from that area code. So, wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you called in, and, you know, I between the interaction with Spicy and you in the chat room just kind of, you know, brought to mind that, you know, I felt like I needed to address, you know, something. And I hope that you didn't feel like I was attacking you, because that wasn't necessarily the case. I think that
I just
wanted to bring to, you know, to the listeners of Flava Coffee House, especially this particular show, that this is a kind of an open forum for anybody to call in and for anybody's pieces to be played and, you know, to be heard. And you can definitely tell that there's different quality of tracks from the production level to the actual delivery and all of that. So it's not necessarily what I would always say is perfect polish and high quality, but they can be heard on this particular show. So are you going to spit a piece for us? I put you on the spot.
No, not today. No, I'm not ready to.
Okay.
No, like it takes a moment for me. Like for me, it takes it takes a moment, and it takes a lot of energy. And what I wanted people to understand is that it takes a lot to be able to get anything out, to say anything. It's hard. It's extremely hard. It's painful. It's emotional. It's suffering. It's everything to get it out. So I commend the artist that you have on for saying what it was that she did. I can be a bit of an a-hole, and this I know, and that's okay, because at least I acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, I think that you were speaking, you know, sharing what you thought and feel, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think there's definitely a way of sharing things, and I think that there are different places where definitely that the things that you were sharing would be valid. You know,
there's a way of executioning it better.
You know, so I think that, you know, if this was some place where you were going, for instance, like to the Seattle Poetry Slam, they're up there, there's a specific purpose of them being on the stage, the delivery, the lyrical content, you know,
right.
All of that, you know, comes into play. You know, when you are putting a polished product out for sale,
And you're right.
A certain way.
And you're right. And for me, because I've been critiqued so much,
mm-hmm.
and because I've had people come at me so often, I look at that when I listen to people. And
mm-hmm.
I'm quick to just be like, no, that's not the right pattern, it's not the right this, it's not the right this. And you're right. And I'm completely absolved in that, in the perfection of that. But at the same time, it's not really about that. It's not. Poetry has never been about that. Poetry has always been about a song. And if you don't believe me, if you're not religious or if you are, You can go to Psalms. Every single page of Psalms is a poem. It's a song. It's something that makes you feel good. Something that makes you feel better. And that's what it is. And sometimes people forget. And I got a good wake-up call tonight. And I'm thankful for that.
Well, I'm glad that you called in, you know, and, you know, again, you know what, and I totally understand what you're saying when it comes to, you know, being critiqued a lot yourself as an artist. And then, you know, you start paying attention a little bit more. When I first started doing the radio shows, I mostly just was so excited to be able to share just anybody, you know, on the shows. And then people started critiquing me and and who I was playing. And they're like, you know, Flava, are you really listening to the tracks that you're playing? And I wasn't listening to it with a what maybe they would call a professional ear, you know, but it was just from being totally a fan. And when I went back and decided to pay attention, I understood what they were talking about. I could hear it. Then I started going around producers and engineers and, you know, people who were more, you know, making moves in the industry in certain areas. And I asked them, please listen to this piece and tell me what it is you hear. And let me see if I can learn from your ears and see what I hear from that. So, I mean, definitely there are things, you know, that I listen to differently now that, you know, I'll be doing, you know, some syndicated shows and all of that, because not everybody's going to be able to be heard on those particular shows. So I get that part, you know. But, baby girl, I used to host, you know, an open mic every Friday at my coffee shop. And being around all those creative souls.
Where is your coffee shop?
My coffee shop was in Seattle. I closed her in 2008. But, you know, being around all those creative souls, it made me think, oh, you know what? I can write something. You know, I am not a spoken word artist. I am not a poet. I am not necessarily the best at putting words together. You know, but I would get up on my stage, and, you know, I'm the owner of the coffee shop, so everybody snapped their fingers and clapped for me, and they always made me feel wonderful. And that's the way it should be. You know, there were people definitely that were professionals who'd been doing it for a long time that would get up there, but it was like everybody was treated on the same level. And I love that about my coffee shop, you know. So, you know what, with that said, I'm just going to put myself out there. So, you know, sis, you're over there holding my hand from New York, right?
Gotcha.
So, Grisma, this is a piece that I wrote, and I am going to record this. This is going to be probably my only ever recorded piece. I'm not very good at the inflections and all of that.
Thank you.
Hmm? I'm sorry?
I'm just happy that you said my name correctly. Thank you.
Oh. So I'm going to...
No one ever gets it right.
I'm going to read this for you guys, and then you can hear my one piece that I'm going to practice someday and actually get recorded. I've been talking about this for like 6 months.
If you want to get it recorded, I actually know some producers who can do it for you.
Oh, I have a recording studio that several of my artists work out of in Seattle. So yeah, I'll be going over there and recording it while they're in the studio. But thank you. So anyway, so this piece is based off of a Pacific Northwest spoken word artist who called into my show. And he's got a very powerful voice. He's got a beautiful tone that I love to hear, too. And we were talking about the fact that I owned a coffee shop and that I had hosted open mics. And he was like, I never heard of you. You know, I didn't know. And then he finished it by saying, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. So I wrote down that sentence, and I said, I'm going to write a piece off of that sentence. And so this is my piece that I wrote off of something Orestes said. So it's called Flavus Coffee. Flavus Coffee, he said, I would have liked to have drank your coffee, dark and rich, with just the right amount of creamy crema to savor, as melodic jazzy sounds are heard in the distance. Visions of what could have been, or is it what could be, as I, without a thought, grind the beans to a perfect texture. Swirling in the flavor of my own thoughts, I remember experiencing you, a flow of perfection, tones piercing my soul, words that spoiled my heart, and then I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. Temperatures reaching the right degree, coming to a halt as I turn off the valve, pouring the beautiful liquids into a vessel, perfect for your clutch. An aroma that I know so well and have come to love, my gift to you in this quiet moment of just us. I open my eyes and I lick my lips, devouring every drop. I sip the warmth of my thoughts. I hear you say, I would have liked to have drank your coffee. So that's my piece.
Well, that's nice. I have one too.
So that means you're going to do one?
No.
No,
I mean, I could do it, but, you know, it's written. I haven't really, you know, I haven't publicized it. It's written.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's called My Poetry.
Okay.
And it says, I'm staring here at looking at this blank page, wondering where the love went. Where is my passion? What in the world do we go through? How do we let this happen? Used to stay on my mind, my brain, you'd always tap in. I'd get to thinking, you get to rapping. I was into you, you were into me. I used to be able to come all over you. You never judge, you just let it be. I made moves, you made them flow. I was a hard pillow, and you made them swallow. Ever better than Bonnie and Clyde. You were my soulmate, so down, so we would ride. I miss you so much, how can I explain? So far wrapped up my fingers, still feel this pain. So far into how this could D, I could not see that you've always been the deepest part of me. Used to hear my thoughts, used to feel my words, sweeter than the best song I ever heard. Hold on, wait, because I have to read it. Hold on. So far into this, how could I could not see that you've always been the deepest and best part of me. Used to hear my thoughts, used to feel my words, sweeter than any love song I've ever heard. And still they question my destiny, and they always wonder why. But I feel I'm lost without my poetry, and that is no lie, and that is you.
Very nice.
I liked it.
Very nice.
I liked it.
So I have a
yeah.
Moment.
So you'll have to come back and do it again for us.
I liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Thank you.
So do you do you get out and perform in where you are?
I wish I had the ability to. I really
okay.
do. There are things that I want to do in front of an audience. My kids, my friends always be like, Mommy, you're so animated. You could so just go out and do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I never do it.
You don't. Do they have places where you are?
Huh?
Do they have places you could step out and do that close to where you are?
They don't have them here. I live in a very small town.
Okay.
But being a small town doesn't mean that you have to be afforded the small things. You find what you need.
Sure.
And I want to go out and I want to do it. And listening to all you wonderful women tonight, you have only solidified what I've already wanted.
Well, I think that you should do it. And I know that you have talked about wanting to do a radio show, and I think that's something that you ought to consider too. I think that you would do really, really great. And in doing the radio, you know, you definitely will gain, you know, that confidence in your voice, you know, and how you want it to sound, your pieces, or how you want to come across, or, you know, choosing the topics that you want to, you know, do. And I think you should really, really consider it.
And I really, really thank you. And, you know, lady, for you, I've always looked at you like my mommy.
I seem to be that mommy figure.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's that you actually look like my mommy. So I was like, oh my God, so good. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful and it's refreshing, and I'm so happy that you have so many wonderful females on board that are doing what they need to do and saying what they need to say, and it's awesome. And it just makes me want to just do more and show more and know that there's someone out there who really wants to hear it. And
right.
And that means so much. And if it doesn't mean anything to anyone else, it means so much because you take people who maybe we'll never have a chance. And you put them on your show. And you put their pictures up there and you promote them and you do everything that you possibly can. And there's nothing there. Like, you don't want any recognition. You don't want anything other than people recognizing who they are. And
but
that's,
you know,
the best thing in life. It's so humbling. Like you're like an archangel. Like, you don't want anything. You just want people to be better.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, I do come from, you know, a spiritual, a Christian background. My father's a Baptist minister. And I just was a witness to my parents always helping other people, you know. And I think that that's something that was instilled in me very, very young, you know, to be there to support others. And so I know what it's like, you know, to need and want support. When I had my coffee shop, I worked at my coffee shop for 5 years by myself from morning till night, 6 days a week. I couldn't afford to hire anybody else. You know, I was a struggling business owner. I really needed help, and I didn't have it necessarily. My dear, dear friend Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, who you hear me speak about with his books and his spoken word and all of that, he was my backbone. He was my brother. You know, he was there with me and some others, you know, but it was like it wasn't enough to really keep it going. And when I had to make the decision to close Flava, that was really, really hard. But it was a good business decision for me to make. So in the years of being a business owner, I understood in the end what it really meant to have people spread the word about you and for you, especially when you don't have, like, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to work with. When I decided to go a different direction and get involved with the literary community, and I became a book reviewer of African American literature, I came to realize that there's some amazing writers out there across the United States, self-published yeah. writers. Some were very well published, some weren't. It was all a learning, you know, a learning process. Some, you know, got under, you know, and were signed by small publishers, all of this. But I realized that there were some great literary talents out there that deserved to be heard. So before I closed Flava, I would get, you know, like a dozen copy of certain books that I read for review and sell them in my coffee shop for those authors. And so it just kind of grew. And I realized that even though I'm one person, I can be effective in some kind of way. So when I started doing radio in 2009, you know, of course, it kind of pretty much started with local talents, and then it kind of grew. And now I'm national, and then now, and even more, I'm international. And I have a following from around the world, and I'm very, very blessed. I had no idea that when God put me on this journey of what I do, that it would grow so much. But it's like, if we could all band together, and if we could recognize the talents of somebody that we really, really think does it right and is deserving, and we push that one artist out there, you know, to our networks, and our networks push them out there, pretty soon they could be an artist that's in the spotlight. All the mainstream artists that we have encountered over the years in the media started out as nobody. And somebody somehow pushed them out there for them to be recognized. And so I'm just doing what I feel is the right thing to do, because there's some amazing talents, some absolutely amazing talents that deserve to be experienced.
And you are absolutely right. Absolutely.
So, you know,
you
before
are.
The show runs out, let me bring in another caller. They have their hand raised just before we run out of time. All right, caller
okay.
from the 503. Welcome to Flava Coffee House.
Hi, Lady Flava.
Who is this?
Annette.
Annette? Hey, how are you,
Annette.
Darling?
I'm
who
good.
I grew
I'm
up
good.
With?
Yeah, who you grew up with. Haven't seen you since the third grade.
I know it.
Man, I miss you. Boy, I just can't even put the picture and the face and the person together. But I didn't want to call the show without saying something. So I just kind of wrote as I was sitting here listening. So
uh-huh.
this is special, and it's for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Your coffee, your tea, your cream, you're free. Strive to be all you desire to see. Sitting in my tree, I pick my apple and jump to the ground. I never sleep until I found my dreams, not nightmares. Carry on until you're free to be the one who dreamed, one free. From fear, flight, introducing might. Let your light within shine like the sun rays that bathe your choices. I hear you and I hear your voices. That's for you.
Aww. You just wrote that, Annette?
That's
so sweet.
That's
that was so sweet.
Yeah, me and my little dog is sitting here on the bed. He's a little Shih Tzu, Sunny. And I just said, I go to Facebook, and I knew you come on Saturday night, so I said, let me tune in. You know, I have a lot of artists in my family in Los Angeles, but they're working tonight, so I couldn't get them to call in. But they will, and, you know, good job to you.
You know what? When I saw you pop up on Facebook and I saw the name, I'm like, okay, am I going back to elementary school? You know, and I'm
you
like,
went all the way
would
to
this
Stevens.
Really be her? You know,
that's
and I'm
me.
Like, okay, so I have to tell you guys, Annette and I go back to, like, elementary school, possibly 5 years old.
Yeah.
And we reconnected not that long ago on Facebook. So, like, Facebook is an amazing tool.
Yes, it is. And, oh, my God.
And you're an amazing person because, you know, I know a lot of people in the world. And for me to remember somebody, what, this has been, like, almost 50 years. And I've never forgot you. So when I was looking for you, never forgot you. I remember your house. I remember everything.
Oh,
but
I look
at the picture and I said, wow, that's her, that's her. And I told everybody.
I don't kind of look like when I was a child, huh?
No. Your eyes are the same. When I looked at it today, I said her eyes are the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honey, I feel very, very blessed from the show tonight, you know, from Spicy to Charisma and to you, Annette, calling in. This has been very, very special. You know, this is kind of like why I do what it is that I do, right? This is, and along the way, you know, God grants me these beautiful blessings such as this, you know, and I don't take it for granted. I don't take any of this for granted. And
all right.
I'm just sitting over here almost about to cry.
Well, you're in my prayer.
You better not cry.
You're in my prayer. You're in my prayer.
You better not cry.
Okay.
I better not
cry.
You
might as well add to the rain. Go ahead and add a drop to the rain.
The
I know
okay,
it is.
Okay, I love you, okay?
All right.
And
thank you so much for calling, Annette.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That's
pretty cool. What did you say, Sissy?
You start crying. I'm going to have some words for you.
Yeah, I know. You want to spank me or something. I know it. You're just so bossy, Spicy. I just don't even know what to say about you, but
spank
I feel blessed.
Really nice. But we're more than that. But
this was a beautiful thing. I'm so glad. I cannot tell you how amazing this feels. I've had kind of a stressful weekend here at my job. You know, I work with at-risk homeless youth, and I have one client who's very challenging right now. So I had to start my show late today, and so it was like, okay, you know, I wonder if people came to the show and, you know, this, that, and the other. I'm like, I'm still going to do it. You know, I know Spicy will call in and hang out with me. So this really, really turned out great, and I'm very, very grateful to all of you.
Well, for your challenging one, you can call me. You know, I have my master's in psychology. I know half the time I'm an asshole, but oops, can I say that on your show? Maybe not. They might be.
That's fine.
But,
no, you're fine.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at getting to the source, unfortunately. I can usually find out what the problem is.
He's got some issues. You know, he's trying to work through it, and so hopefully, you know, hopefully he will do what he needs to do, you know. And basically it comes down to him taking care of himself, you know. So, but, you know,
when it comes to individuals like that, it's hard because they have given up on themselves. It's very hard.
Yeah.
So,
I wish that I could discuss his case, but unfortunately I can't. But yeah, he's a good kid. He's a good kid. Yeah, he's a good kid, and he just, you know, he needs to be heard, which is important. And that's one thing I do stress to people, you know, to when you have children or you have children who you are involved in. It's really important that they know that they matter and that they can be heard, and you respect what it is that they think and feel. As we as adults, we think and feel a certain way. So do our kids. And we may not always agree with it.
We know.
Flavor?
I said, obviously we know from the conversation tonight where, you know, I'm not going to mention anybody, but they had thought that I was being mean, but I wasn't. Not going to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, embrace our kids. I will definitely close out the show by saying embrace our kids. And let them know, you know, that they're cared for, that they're loved, and they're valued. Because I think a lot of times they feel that they're not. So I'm sorry, Spicy. What were you gonna say?
I just gonna say or have him sit down, put his feelings on paper.
You know, and I hope to be able to actually talk to him about that. He hasn't. It's hard to get him focused. So I hope to go that direction because I've been pretty successful with some of my other clients where I can get them to write their feelings out in either story form, letter form, you know, journal form or spoken word form, you know. And so I'm hoping to be able to go that direction with him also. So I totally agree with you on that. But I better close out the show before, because I do need to go back and deal with him here in about 30 minutes. But I appreciate the two of you, you know, being on, calling into the show. I appreciate, you know, friend from elementary school calling into the show. And I think that I'm going to go ahead and close out the show with a piece by Epiphany, who I spoke about, has her show coming up tomorrow at noon Pacific Standard Time. This piece is called Uprooted by Epiphany Castro.
Once there lived a tree, planted firmly in soils fertilized with love. Passerbys would often reply how beautifully her fruit dangled from her limbs. She gave off the fragrance of devotion and bruised easily. Smiling through her leaves, she offered her fruit day after day, as she knew she would quickly replenish. After all, she was fortified with certainty. There was a special admirer who began to visit her more often than others, sitting next to her trunk, gathering her shade and shelter while eagerly eating her fruit. She was happy to have the company and gave all she had to offer with regularity. However, he began to pick continually before she could replenish herself. So, filling huge baskets and bushels with her fruit to take to the market and sell, her attempts to produce more fruit were futile as he took more than she had to offer. And one day, she realized she was left with not one piece of fruit. Her friend no longer came to her, no longer sat at her trunk, no longer gathered her shade. She no longer had fruit to offer. So, saddened, she wept, and she wilted. And one day, her admirer returned. She trembled with delight. She was so happy. He approached her taking great strides, and she never saw it coming. In a blink of an eye, in just a few seconds, she was pulled from the earth, exposing her roots to the exterior world. Her lifeline was severed, as she was now uprooted.
All right, closing out today's show is a piece by Epiphany Castro out of Berkeley, California. Her piece is called Uprooted. Please tune in tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as she has on her particular show on Blog Talk Radio, Epiphany's House, a dear, dear friend of mine, Verbal Skills, out of South Carolina. I appreciate all of you for tuning in today to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where we gather every Saturday. I open up the doors for anybody and everybody to call in, share a piece, promote who they are, open up a conversation. It's just kind of an open forum for you, you know, to just come on the air and be able to share. Otherwise, if you don't do that, then I just play a variety of tracks from some of the talents that have come my way, people that are members of the Flava News movement. So keep spreading the word about what we're doing. The listenership of this show is growing and growing. It's about 10 times more than it was last year. So I appreciate that. And, you know, the artists are all deserving of being heard and recognized. Take care, God bless, and continue to spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio. Good night.
Are you ready?